This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Sometimes we got to talk about more than just politics. And I got this story that William Hurt died. You know, the actor William Hurt, broadcast news. He was in a series with Billy Bob Thornton. It's a lawyer series on Netflix. Prime, I think. And good series with Billy Bob Thornton. The second season, I can't remember, it's like four seasons of it. The second season of the third season wasn't very good, but the first season was really good. He plays an attorney. Billy Bob Thornton plays an attorney who's kind of an alcoholic, and he gave up his practice, you know, whatever, not his license, but he stopped with the big firm, and then he goes after the big guys. He's kind of a Aaron Brockovich type thing, but good actor and well done. And William Hurt is in it. And he plays William Hurt. His roles are—I don't know if I put him up there with the greats, but he is a really good actor. They said he starred in hit flicks from The Big Chill. I think in The Big Chill, wasn't he? Did he actually have a feature role like Jeff Goldblum? I thought he was the guy that died, or maybe he was the boyfriend of the weird girl. Anyway, The Big Chill, broadcast news, Children of a Lesser God. He died at 71. He was a big time in the 80s. It's funny, you get caught in that era where where TV or music forms on you, and those become sort of your icons. And I would say Hurt is one of those. They said, "Is with great sadness, the Hurt family mourns the passing of William Hurt, beloved father, Oscar-winning actor. Died on the 13th of this month, 1 week before his 72nd birthday." That's a young dude. These days, that's young. For white folks, that's young. Man, y'all live to be 90s and, you know, still moving around. I saw a dude the other day. I played golf with him. The dude brought his dad. His dad was about to be 78 or 79. And he was booting around there like he was in his 50s. They said he died peacefully among family. Of natural causes, privacy, they expect that. But they said he suffered from prostate cancer that spread to the bone in 2018, but apparently he just died normally. Good for him. Now rest in peace. I don't know. Here's what's good about William Hurt. I don't know what his politics were. I can just appreciate his art. And I think that's wonderful. It's kind of like Denzel. When Denzel dies, Denzel doesn't give you any – he gives you solid reasoning about – he says things like, man, we're actors. Don't get it twisted. We don't do any – we don't do a whole lot more. We're actors. And what an amazing statement. A dude who could go anywhere. He's recognizable. And I mean – and I get what he's saying. He's like, okay, great. You know who I am because you see me on the big screen. What more have I contributed to your existence? Boy, do we idolize. I saw Denzel. It was at a football game. It was football game. And he was literally 10 feet away from me. And I did not get up and, oh, Denzel, you know, you saw him and it was over there. You quick glance like, oh, there's Denzel. And I went right back to the football game. I recognize who he is, but here's what I'm getting at. We put so much into that. And I'm more happy. I know this will sound weird. Maybe it won't. Maybe you'll get it. I'm more happy to go through an airport or end up at a restaurant or a mall and see one of my friends than I am to see one of these so-called stars. How about you? When you see somebody you haven't seen in a while, is that a greeting or what? I saw the guy that did, he was in a sitcom, that 70s show, Durwood or something like that, Kerwood. had this funny name. And he was, we were walking up Broadway. I was off Broadway in the theater district in New York. And he was just sitting there. And I said, "What's up, man?" And he said, "Hey." And we had a, but it wasn't like a, "Hey, whoo." It was just like, you know, I by the way, I like this guy. I remember him from RoboCop. And so I sat down with the dude. I was like, "What are you doing here?" He's like, "I just came out of so-and-so." And I said, "You're just goofing off, huh?" And we have a conversation. We talk for maybe 3 minutes. Really engaging guy. And then I said, "You mind if I get a picture?" He goes, "No, let's do it." And somebody took a picture of us. But it was because of that. But I'm going to tell you, honest to God, if I'd seen my cousin on Broadway, it would have been a bigger deal. It's okay to recognize a guy for his art, but he's not that big of a deal to me. I appreciated him. The reason why I like this guy, he is such a smart aleck in the show that he was doing that I just fell in love with the character. And he wasn't far off from it in real life. You could tell he was doing the same thing. Anyway, going back to William Hurt, I remember I did a tribute to Philip Seymour Hoffman when he died with a heroin needle sticking out of his arm. Nanny taking the kids to the park. So Philip Seymour Hoffman couldn't wait for the caretaker of his children to get them out of the house so he could shoot up heroin. And he overdosed, probably because it was laced with fentanyl or something. And I excoriated the guy because in his craft, he was such an amazing actor. And I was thinking to myself, this guy's at the pinnacle. He does what he wants to do for a living. He makes a fortune doing it, so much so that he can have other people care for his children. And I don't care about nannies. It's good for you. If I could have a nanny or a butler or a chauffeur, I'd have them all. But I wouldn't do it at the cost of my family. But the minute that this guy's family is away from him, what's he do? He runs to that chemical, that dependency. This has nothing to do with William Hurt, by the way. I'm just putting all the celebrity stuff into perspective. So, look, we all got that date with destiny. The only thing I pray for all of you is that it's easy, the way William Hurt went. Peacefully among family and of natural causes. Would that be a great way to go? But what I will say is, while you're living, don't do it the Philip Seymour Hoffman way. Engage. Get with people. You know, understand the people around you. That's the one thing I got to tell you. As far as time slipping by, that's the one thing I miss, that I didn't do it earlier, that I didn't appreciate it more. And it's still difficult. But I pray that we all figure it out and we can, you know, do that balance between what's important and quality of life.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden thinks he can control the world the way that the elitists controlled Donald Trump. They think that they can execute the big coup, the big cheat, as it pertains to Russia. The problem is they don't have a DOJ that's going to be complicit as part of the strategy. Welcome, everybody. The problem Joe Biden has also is a credibility problem. He's got a credibility problem with him for himself. He's physically and mentally incapable of holding down the job of being president of the United States, ergo leader of the free world. So that's one massive problem that he has. The second problem that Joe Biden has is his record. What he's doing here, he can't fight multiple battles on multiple fronts, and that's where he's about to be, that's where he's headed. The Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Inflation rises to its highest level in history. I'm going to read this quick bite. Producer prices increased a blistering 10% for the year ending in February, according to a report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The highest on record. The inflation rate in Tuesday's producer price index report was up 0.2 percentage points from the previous month and the highest in the gauge's 11-year history. Look, we talk about these numbers, and for the average person at street level, you hear inflation, you're like, well, what does that mean? Yeah, you say, man, so what's the price of such and such? He'll tell you, I used to buy this here right here for 17 cents, $1.70. This thing now, man, it's $2.32. Now, you know, they'll tell you in that regard. So we've got to figure out how to translate the lingo, but let me tell you, they're feeling it, and we just got to make people feel it. So while Joe Biden's talking about blaming Russia for everything, and I'm going to, for those of you who don't believe me, we have a mashup of Joe Biden making excuses for oil prices. And we might as well play it now, but this, because this will perform the backdrop for everything else that I have to say. And this will go to show you, leftists are never going to take blame. They're always going to look for somebody else. They go to the scapegoat farm every time they do something. And here's the bad news. Nothing they do works. So here's a mashup.
Gas prices already the highest in U.S. history. The national average, $4.23 a gallon tonight.
I'm going to work like the devil to bring gas prices down.
The significant reason why prices are up is because of COVID affecting the supply chain.
He's going to do everything we can, everything he can, to reduce the impact on the American people, including the price of gas at the tank.
Gas supply companies are paying less and making a lot more.
He's suggesting that the industry's outsized profits and returns to shareholders are to blame for what he calls an unexplained gap as consumer prices rise.
Take a look at oil prices. That is a consequence of, thus far, the refusal of Russia or the OPEC nations to pump more oil. And that's because of the supply being withheld by OPEC.
The increase in the anticipated continued increase, which is, I think, what some of your colleagues were asking about, that is a direct result of the invasion of Ukraine.
It's going to go up.
That, my friends, is Democrats' version of leadership. Gas prices, they start off with highest in history. What does Joe Biden say? I'm going to work like the devil to bring it down. Good analogy, Joe. Welcome back, those of you who don't know who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So, gas prices the highest in history. Biden says, I'm going to work like the devil to bring it down. Then the very first thing that he does, he says, it's COVID. That's what did it. So here's what I'd like you to tell me. What does COVID have to do with drilling? Oh, well, Kevin, they didn't have enough drillers. That wasn't that. There were plenty of people, but prior to while Trump was president, there were plenty of people working to keep the gas price at an average of $2.50. So we're at an average of $4.50 or whatever it is. Much higher. What's changed? Yeah, exactly. Silence. Nothing's changed. Not a thing. Under Trump, he had it under control. By the way, there are many people, and I'm going to play a clip from Trevor Noah here in a bit when we go into the next phase of this discussion. But he's talking about how can you prosecute a war against China under the circumstances that Biden has built? And I'm going to let you ascertain what you want to get out of that message, but I know what I got out of it. Now, I documented in a previous show, SNL making fun of Biden. Trevor Noah, who's a nobody to me, but he's a public figure for the left, and I use him as a litmus test. This is a guy that could say nothing right about Donald Trump, and he still doesn't. Not directly, but indirectly he does. And you know what he said? He said the other day, we had this clip. He says, there is no way the UAE and the Saudis don't take Trump's phone call. Now, he's not giving Trump credit. He's not going to say because Trump is a hoss. He makes it sound like because Trump was a loose cannon. We don't know what he would do. Trump will do this or that. Do we have the clip? You want to just play it? Let's just play that clip again.
We're denying that Saudi Arabia isn't playing ball with Joe Biden. And you know what? You can say what you want, but this would have never happened to Donald Trump. Never. No one was ever ignoring Donald Trump's calls. Yeah, because if you ignored Donald Trump's calls, you didn't know how he would respond. Maybe he'd send an angry tweet, or maybe he'd just like ban your country from everything. You don't know. That's why I bet in these situations, Biden actually wishes that he could hire Trump to step in as president wildcard. You know, just keep everyone on their toes. Because if Trump was calling, you best believe the UAE, they'd be racing to pick up the phone. Oh, Mr. Trump! Mr. Trump, we're here! We're here! Hello?
Too late, Ahmed! You made me wait 2 rings. We're bombing the UAE and the UFC, just in case.
So Noah tries to make fun of Trump by saying, oh, he'll bomb you, he'll bomb you. But what he's saying indirectly is, the man is a stud, and you won't ignore him. But you will ignore Biden. Excuses. Gas prices the highest in history. I'll work like the devil to bring them down. Oh, wait, COVID. Yeah, COVID is the reason he couldn't do it. But he's going to do everything he can, they said. But then he moves on. He says, well, it's the gas supply companies, folks. It's a supply chain issue. They're paying less and making you pay more. So he passes the buck to the money-grubbing capitalist. Then he called it the unexplained gap. It's explainable. We all know how to explain it. The unexplained gap in the computer price rise. Oil prices, then he goes on and says, is because Russia and OPEC are withholding oil. They won't create. They won't produce it, which goes back to why nobody's taking his phone calls. And then finally, it's a direct result of the Russian invasion. That's what you call passing the buck.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congress is addressing campus security at historically black colleges and universities in the wake of dozens of high-profile bomb threats. Vice President Kamala Harris.
80 anonymous bomb threats
have been made against dozens of our HBCUs, against historically black churches, and other faith-based and academic institutions. These threats have brought fear and anxiety to places of peace.
The House Committee on Oversight and Reform and the Subcommittee on Civil Rights and Civil Liberties are holding hearings alongside the FBI and Department of Education. A Texas man was arrested on a capital murder charge after fatally shooting two dentists at a clinic in Tyler, Texas. Stephen Alexander Smith became angry at the clinic staff and retrieved a handgun from his pickup truck and returned to the lobby and opened fire. Two doctors were struck by gunfire and both died. This is USA Radio News. The United States and China are preparing some meetings this week.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that President Biden will speak to Chinese President Xi Jinping Friday as a part of our ongoing efforts to maintain open lines of communication between the United States and China. Psaki revealed Biden and Xi will in part discuss Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine after reports indicate that Moscow had asked China's government for military equipment and other assistance to support its war. The United States has also accused China of assisting Russia in spreading fake news that the United States is financing biological weapon labs in Ukraine. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
And the COVID-19 pandemic has had a negative effect on how Americans feel about each other. 43% of U.S. residents say they feel worse about their fellow Americans, according to the Yahoo News YouGov poll. 10% of respondents said they actually felt better about their fellow citizens. Democrats, 49-9%, were far more likely than Republicans to say they felt worse about their neighbors. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've heard the term SNAFU? You know what that little acronym stands for? Situation Normal. All effed up. And that is where we find ourselves with Joe Biden, a guy who has no idea what strategy to set, certainly on a global scale. He can't even set a strategy for how to get out of bed and just give a routine press conference without creating controversy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Let's turn that mic down just a little bit. Thank you, kind sir. So Joe Biden, screwing the pooch. He's makes excuses and then, you know, here's why I can't do this. And what's funny, his policy is so wishy-washy. People don't know what to think. Here's Joe Scarborough, Rhino extraordinaire, asking a very simple question. Is Biden prepared to take this war to its ultimate outcome, or what is his overall strategy? And here's what the exchange was, and I'll let you determine whether you think Biden is just beating his chest, because I think Biden's just beating his chest. Here you go.
Does the Biden administration, forgive me, this is going to sound condescending, but it's too early for me to figure out any other way to say it. Does the Biden administration understand that when Americans and Europeans see 5-year-old children choked to death by Putin's chemical weapons that we're going to have to go in? Do they understand that there is no holding back, that we're going to have to take a far more aggressive approach?
Administration officials, Joe, recognize that we're teetering on the edge of potentially a far more dangerous phase of this war. Let's start with going with where their approach has been to this point. And I wrote on this today for Politico. Certainly, this has been a sharp break from the foreign policy of Biden's predecessor here, who we saw cozy up to Putin, weaken a NATO alliance, which current administration officials believe really emboldened Putin to move in, thinking that Russia, the United States, would not be in a place to handle this, watching the Afghanistan withdrawal, seeing 2 years, 3 years of divisions and battering, being battered by COVID. To this point, though, Biden has laid down clear markers as to what he can and cannot do. And he says it, he hasn't just said it once or twice. It's really striking. He says it nearly every public opportunity he can, whether speeches or on Twitter, talking about how he will not commit U.S. troops to NATO. In part, that's to set the stakes to make sure the public knows what's going on. In part, it's to ward off Republican criticism. But some of that's also also aimed at Europe to say, look, it was administration officials have told me in just the last day or so, the strategy behind that was to give Europe some confidence. Hey, do everything you can economically, do these sanctions, but don't worry, the U.S. is not going to escalate this, or therefore war will spill out further into Europe. That's a real signal the U.S. has wanted to send to Europe. Hey, we don't want this conflict to expand. Now, if Putin chooses to expand it, or if chemical weapons are indeed used either in Ukraine or elsewhere in Europe, that is going to change the equation. And these are meetings that security officials at the White House and the Pentagon are having around the clock right now to figure out what the strategy and response would be.
That was the biggest bunch of hogwash. He's asking, does the Biden, this is what Scarborough's asking, does the Biden administration understand you may have to get more aggressive? He says, well, we're teetering on the edge here. And I love how this, the guy doing the analysis says it's a sharp break from Trump, who, number one, cozied up to Putin and weakened the NATO alliance. Those are the first two things he said. Now, let me ask you this. What was the last thing Trump did in terms of Putin? Is shutting down Nord Stream 2 pipeline, is that cozying up to Putin? Go look at the financials of Russia, of the GDP of Russia, and the time of Trump versus now, and tell me who's cozying up. And then he says Trump weakened the NATO alliance. How did he do that? By demanding they pay their bills, by demanding that they get a readiness force so that they could contribute when the time comes and stop relying on the United States. That's what the left considers to be weakening. Then the guy had the nerve to bring up the Afghanistan withdrawal, which Donald Trump initiated, and what you can be guaranteed, 13 Marines would be alive today, and many, many more Afghans had Trump been over the withdrawal. And then finally, what does he do? He says, well, and Joe Biden's been embattled by COVID. That was his final excuse. Sharp break from Trump? You're exactly right. That sharp break from Trump is why we find ourselves at the brink of thermonuclear war. Don't discount it. Then he goes on. He says, this is what, I love this part. He says, in order to make Europe feel more secure, Biden tells him, I'm not committing any troops to NATO. But don't worry, we're not going to let it escalate unless they use chemical weapons. We've heard this before. You remember when Barack Obama drew the line in the sand? What they call it? The red line? And what did Russia do? They crossed it. He's practically begging Russia to continue this insurgent, and he's also partnering them with the Chinese. I was looking at articles today. Russia is asking China for weapons. Russia only has 10 days of ammunition left. You believe it? I don't believe it. I believe Russia can shift on a dime and make and get ammunition, number one. And number two, the AK, the Kalashnikov, that uses a 7.62 full metal jacket, that weapon is readily available. And trust me, the Chinese have the Chinese version, but there's plenty of Russian-made versions. And there's plenty of shells. And China, who would love to partner with Russia, would say, we're happy to do it. We're happy to provide it. Thanks to Joe Biden. Thanks to the Americans' $375 billion trade deficit with us, we can get away with this. And oh, by the way, let me let you hear Trevor Noah talking about the strategy as it pertains to Joe Biden and the Russians and the Chinese.
Nobody wants World War III. We don't want it to start for any reason. I mean, America hasn't even defeated all the Nazis from the last World War. And like my mom always says, you can't have more until you finish what's on your plates. But while everyone is trying to keep the war from spilling into the rest of Europe, as it turns out, it might already be spilling into China.
We're learning this morning that Russia has asked China for military support and other aid for this invasion. That is really concerning for the West and could be a real blow to these Ukrainian forces if indeed this happens. U.S. officials tell us it's true, and White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is traveling to Rome today to meet with Chinese officials, and he says he will warn them not to help Vladimir Putin.
We are communicating directly, privately to Beijing. We will not allow that to go forward and allow there to be a lifeline to Russia from these economic sanctions from any country anywhere in the world.
Okay, look, I can see why America doesn't want Russia teaming up with China. You know, that would be an unstoppable power couple, like Jennifer, but with nukes. But getting tough on Russia is one thing. How does America plan to turn the screws on China? Hey, you better do what we say, or we won't let you sell us literally everything we need to survive anymore because we haven't made anything ourselves in 30 years.
Trevor Noah is so not funny. He wants to be, but he's so not funny. But in this particular case, he's right. Nobody wants World War III. What is he saying to you? He says it almost like it's a generality. Nobody wants World War III. What he's telling you is he's afraid of World War III. He's afraid Joe Biden might lead us down the primrose path. I just played a clip of Scarborough asking if Joe Biden will go into Ukraine, and he's doing what? He's assuring Europe that Russia won't go there. Let me tell you something. When Joe Biden gives you an assurance, you better be afraid. All these countries better be afraid. Anyway, Noah's afraid. He's telling you what millennials and Gen Zers and whatever he is, what's going through their minds. And then, what does he say? Oh, China is going to prop up Russia. What about China? How are you going to deal with China? And you know what he's telling you without saying it? Donald Trump had China in check. We can't get China in check. What did he play? Plays a clip. We'll warn them not to help Putin. We will not allow that from any country, anywhere in the world. Tell me what they're going to do to stop it. Tell me what Jake is going to say to China that makes Xi go, yeah, we can listen to you. They have no recourse. All they can do is grin and bear it. And China, I guarantee you, will help Russia. And what does Trevor Noah ask? How does America plan on putting the screws to Russia, to China, when we get everything made there? Translation, Donald Trump was the only person who was actually putting the screws to China because he was moving manufacturing back. He wasn't buying oil from Russia. He certainly wasn't promoting that. He was shutting it down. Even this clown is beginning to recognize what you and I already know, that Trump was the man and Biden is a sock puppet.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mean, going
going back to 2021 when Putin put 70,000 troops on the Ukraine border. We had a shipment going in there that same month, March and April, that was scheduled from the Trump administration of arms and ammunition. And the Biden administration delayed it to August. And then when they showed up in the fall after the Afghanistan fiasco with 170,000 troops, we delayed another shipment. And the stated reason for delaying both shipments were we did not want to provoke Putin into attacking. I mean, it's outrageous what happens to this administration. It's the same thing, Steve, that happened with the Obama administration. They get paralyzed by the fear of adverse consequence. And in this case, it's escalation. And that is a fearsome term to them. Instead of meeting that and doing what we should be doing to assist the Ukrainians, being all in should be what we're doing. And we should not let Putin drive escalation. We drive it ourselves. And we certainly should not let Putin get inside of our head. And he's inside of our head. That has a lot to do with the MiG-29 deal and why it's not those airplanes are not now in the hands of the Ukrainians. Because we let Putin impose his will on us. And it's shameful, but it's characteristic of the administration.
That was General Keane, one of my idols. I met General Keane when I was in Paris at a big event. 100,000 people there. It was amazing. And I got to tell you, this guy knows strategy. He's the Schwarzkopf of our day. These are the type of military people we need, and sadly, we don't have. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. He says, in 2021, Putin put 70,000 troops on the border. We had a shipment of arms and ammunition going to Ukraine, and the Biden administration said, let's delay it. Now, Trump was arming Ukraine. What Biden, remember, said, we'll take our $1 billion and go home if you investigate my son. Trump was arming them. Trump was positioning Ukraine to be able to fight against Russia. And essentially, with us backing Ukraine, there is no way this was going to happen. Everybody knows this at this point. So Biden delays it until August. Then, in August, Putin shows up with 180,000 troops on the border. And Joe Biden delays it again. Now, in the previous segment, I played a clip of Nancy Pelosi talking about, well, we're hopeful that the arms and munitions will get there now. So now, after the thief has broken into the house and stolen everything, you're now going to put locks on. He says the excuse they gave at the time for the two delays in getting Ukraine equipment where they could protect themselves was we didn't want to provoke Putin. And what did they ultimately do? What did their policy of appeasement accomplish? Same thing it accomplished with Hitler. It accomplished nothing. Putin took the land. He says, General King goes on to say, these guys are paralyzed by the fear of adverse consequences, which means they're afraid of what could happen. Donald Trump, let me tell you, when you know with conviction what you're willing to do, you don't have to be afraid to act. And let me tell you why Donald Trump was not afraid to act. He had crippled Russia's economy. He crippled Iran's economy. He got Europe and everybody to start pitching in so that NATO would actually be the strongest alliance and not the little weak-kneed sissy that it had become under Barack Obama and others. General King goes on to say, instead of meeting head-on, going all in, we let Putin drive the escalation. We aren't the ones in control. We're reacting. Hey. Take note here, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You shouldn't react either. See, the Democrats have been coming across your border for decades. Oh, you want? What am I talking about? What I'm telling you is this is a metaphor. General Keane is telling you exactly not. We're talking about Russia and Ukraine. I'm talking about you. They've been coming across your border. Oh, you're homophobic. Oh, you're this. You're racist. You're this. You're that. You need to use these words. They come into your land, into your space, and they do what they want. And the arms are being delivered. You want to know what the arms are? The munitions? They're people in the fight with you. People like myself and many others who bring you words of wisdom that say, hey, look, you can't confront this by thinking you're going to stick your head in the sand. You can't be paralyzed by the fear of adverse consequences.
Oh, Kevin, I'll get called a racist. I mean, if I say what you say, if I talk about women the way you do,
I talked about women. I got fired. Oh, Kevin, it was an adverse consequence. Says who? Says who? What do you learn? You learn in your adverse conditions. You learn when things happen to you and you have to test yourself. Trust me when I tell you. When the moment I sent that tweet, God whispered in my ear, your life is going to change over this. And I said, but I have you, don't I, Lord? And then the phone rang and it was Fox News saying, hey, take it back or you're fired. And you know what my mind said? Nobody tells me that. I don't take ultimatums. Screw yourself, Fox. You have to be prepared for the so-called adverse consequences. Let me ask you. You can say, Kevin, who won, who lost? I'm not keeping score. But here's what I know. My character is intact. Fox's is not. I was right in what I did. And I wasn't doing it selfishly to take a stance, to make a point. I said it because it was the truth. And I stuck by it because it was the truth. Are you ready for adverse consequences or are you paralyzed by them? If you want to make a difference, if you really want to do something in your life that's significant, you can't be paralyzed by adverse consequences. And that's the way liberals are. They won't leave the Democratic Party because they're paralyzed at what? I might lose some friends. I might lose this. I won't get invited to the parties. I could lose my job. I could do it. If you don't believe in yourself, which is what leftism teaches, don't believe in yourself. It's everybody else that's going to make you successful. If you believe that lie, then you'll be paralyzed by the adverse consequences. But if you are like me and you say, I don't care, I will figure it out. I may couch surf for a while. I may live out of my car. Let me tell you this. My family will be fine. They will live a life of luxury for the rest of their lives. I might be sleeping in a ditch. Who knows? But I'll be happy there. I'm saying I'm not going to let them suffer for what I do, but I'm willing to suffer for what I do. You know, we get trapped. Oh, I got the houses and the cars and I got this and I'm the people respect this, whatever. Let me tell you something. If you don't respect yourself, game over. If it's all about what other people think. See, if Joe Biden acted in the interest of America, this could all be done. If he just said, look, I'm going to tell you the rules. I'm going to tell you how we're going to play, Vladimir. And this is the way it's going to work. But he can't do that. You want to know why? He's got too many conflicts. He's got too many things that could possibly bite him. I told you guys, I think Vladimir Putin is playing a vicious little ugly game of cat and mouse with Biden. He's saying, you know I have the goods on you. Play your game. Play your game. You do. He's letting Biden do something, and he goes, oh, well, hey, here's some more information. Oh, a biolab. Did you guys know you had a biolab making weapons of mass destruction, biochemicals in Ukraine? Oops. And then Pelosi comes out, oh, Putin's going to use nuclear weapons. And, you know, they set a new narrative. And Putin's going to come back with something else. I don't know what it is. But here's what I'll tell you. I'll put my money on the Chinese and the Russians in terms of what Hunter Biden and the Biden family has done. And there are people above Biden's pay grade who can pull the strings on what he and Hunter and that crooked family has done. And that is why you can't play this scenario out logically. Because the logic would have been immediately when Russia went into Ukraine, shut off their oil. Shut down Nord Stream 2, shut off their oil pipeline, reinstitute America's energy system, get it going, get that thing refueled. He shut it down. Even eating crow, restart the engine and start shipping liquid natural gas over to Europe. Tell Europe you're protected. Start strengthening NATO. Is any of this making sense? See, this is the logic of what you would do if you didn't have restrictions. So here's what you should do. Lay out the logic and then ask yourself what Biden did and the timeline, and I will tell you, it'll map up to something, a communications with the Kremlin that says, you know we have you. Or maybe the Chinese sent a communique.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.